ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. Today morning we are reading from Shrimad Bhagavatam, canto 5th, chapter 1, text number 31. Although text is written in 4 lines, but it's not according to the meter. If you want to sing it in a meter, it's 3 lines only, because the number of words which come in a particular line, second and third, they are less, so it's difficult to sing in a meter. But still we'll read the verse. Eva uha tad tadartha charana nemi. You can repeat after me. Krita parikhataste sapta సింధవ ఆసన్ యత్ ఏవ కృత సప్త భూవో ద్వీపః. ఏవా ఊహా తదర్థ చరణ నేమి కృత పరిఖాతాస్తే సప్త సింధవ ఆసన యత్ ఏవ కృతః సప్త భూవో ద్వీపః. ఏవా ఉహ తదర్థ చరణ నేమి కృత పరిఖాతాస్తే సప్త సింధవ. సప్త సింధవ ఆసన యత్ ఏవ కృతః సప్త భూవో ద్వీపః. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్. శిల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ద వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఏ దాట్ వా వా యూహ సర్టన్లీ తదర్థ ఆఫ్ హిస్ చారియేట్ charana of the wheels nemi by the rims krita made parikhataha trenches te those sapta seven sindhava oceans asan became yatah because of which eva certainly kritah were made sapta seven bhuvah of the bhumandal dvipah islands. Translation: when Priyavrat drove his chariot behind the sun, rims of his chariot wheels created impressions that later became seven oceans, dividing the planetary system known as Bhumandala into seven islands. Purport: sometimes the planets in outer space are called islands. We have experience of various types of islands in the ocean, and similarly the various planets divided into 14 lokas are islands in the ocean of space. As Priyavrat drove his chariot behind the sun, he created seven different types of oceans and planetary, which altogether are known as Bhumandala or Bhuloka. In the Gayatri Mantra, we chant Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tatsavitur Varenyam. Above the Bhuloka planetary system is Bhuvarloka, and above that is Swargaloka, the heavenly planetary system. All these planetary systems are controlled by Savita, the sun god. By chanting the Gayatri Mantra just after rising early in the morning, one worships the sun god. That's it. That is purport. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Grajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Atadesha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I'll just read the previous verse translation in continuation of today's verse. While so excellently ruling the universe, King Priyavrat once became dissatisfied with the circumambulation of the most powerful sun god. Encircling Sumeru hills on his chariot, the sun god illuminates all the surrounding planetary systems. However, the sun is on the northern side of the hill, the southern receives less light. And when the sun is in the south, the north receives less. King Priyavrat disliked this situation and therefore decided to make daylight in the part of the universe where there was night. He followed the orbit of the sun god on a brilliant chariot and thus fulfilled his desire. He could perform such wonderful activities because of the power he had achieved by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Priyavrat drove his chariot behind the sun, the rims of his chariot wheels created impressions that later became seven oceans, dividing the planetary system known as Bhumandala into seven islands. Reading these descriptions from the Srimad Bhagavatam, surely a skeptical person who believes, if you are seeing his belief, will have difficulties accepting the descriptions given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the transcendental book or literature which reveals unseen for us. For us, from our childhood, we are being taught to gain knowledge about something through our sensory perception. Through our senses, whatever we are able to see, smell, touch, or hear, we tend to believe in those things. Whatever sensory perceptions we receive, we believe in that. So that is called as seeing is believing, or experiencing is believing, like that. And because of being trained in such a system of acknowledging things, it is very difficult when something is told which is not immediately, you know, seen by our senses or perceived by our senses. That's why the preliminary requisite for practicing or even to understand spiritual subject matter or spiritual science is a faith, adho shraddha, that is demanded, that is asked for. That you have to have some little faith in whatever is being said. And with that small faith, when you follow what has been said in the scriptures, when you follow the principles, you will get to see the results. So that preliminary faith is required. Of course, in the material science also, this very vividly used, demanding for faith of the student or faith of the practitioner. There are certain things in the science, they are said that these things exist. And they show us, okay, this is what we said and this is there. You can see it. And then by seeing that, we believe, yes, yes, what is being said, that's what we are seeing, therefore it is correct. But as we go deeper, we'll be taught things which we cannot see. And they will say, because previously whatever we have said and you could see it and you believed it, now seeing, although you cannot see it, but still believe it. They demand faith. And that's needed, because certainly everything is not seeable, means we cannot see everything with our eyes. There are certain things which we cannot see with our eyes, like bacteria, viruses. We cannot see with our eyes, but we believe, yes, there are bacteria, there are viruses which cause trouble. So certainly, even in the modern scientific theology, there are concepts which are spoken which you cannot see, but we can see the effects, practical effects. So similarly, in the spiritual science, most of the things are not seen, but when we practice them, we can see the results. Okay, if I practice this spiritual principle, I can expect such and such result, and we will see that such and such result come. So that's the beauty. So it requires little faith. think some extraordinary work being done or activities of Priyavrat. He has a chariot which is very big in size. The sun is circumambulating and he is giving light everywhere. And King Priyavrat is also having a chariot and he is moving around the same circle as the sun. But the sun is in the north and he is in the south. So both are traveling together so that everywhere there is light. To have even such a desire is in one sense impractical for us. We cannot imagine of doing something like this, what King Priyavrat is doing. It's mind-blowing actually. But because he is a great devotee of the Lord, and in the service of the Lord and in the service of the living entities, he wants to do something, Lord is empowering him. Without empowerment of the Lord, it is not possible. One cannot do such a miraculous things. Sometimes people believe in God only when miracles happen. That's a very poor platform of believing in God, miracles. But majority people do require miracles to accept something powerful. So, time to time, the Supreme Lord himself or through his devotees, he showed some miracles to all of us to believe in the higher powers. And one of such event is happening here, what we are reading today. King Priyavrat, he is the same job like the sun god is doing, giving light and heat to all living entities in the planetary systems. And not only that, when he is doing that, the Bhumandala, the entire seventh planetary system, has been divided when his wheels of the chariot, Jaya Shishi Krishna Balram Radha Sham Sundar Gaur Nitaishala Prabhupada Ki Jaya. When he is moving his chariot, the entire Bhumandala is been divided because of the rims of the chariot. They are moving, so those planetary system, the entire Bhumandala is been divided seven parts because of the rims flowing through them or going through it. And those, wherever the marks of the rims were there, they became the oceans because it is deep down below. They became the oceans and others became the islands surrounded by the oceans. Such a miraculous thing. In modern times, using computers and technology, people create very fantastic movies, especially in the Western world. Very fantastic ideas and movies are being created with the help of computers. Mind-blowing practically. The systems and the way of things happening in the outer space. A lot of movies come which fascinates the mind of the young generation. They feel something fabulous, something extraordinary. But here we are seeing something like that is happening. Directly is being done by King Priyavrat. He is creating the planetary system, is been divided into seven parts by his wheel chariot, wheels of the chariot. So everything fabulous we need to see is given in the Bhagavatam. We don't need to go out and see different movies. Krishna fulfills everyone's desires through the transcendental literatures like Srimad Bhagavatam. So anyway, it's just, so although in the purport it's just a kind of information Srila Prabhupada is giving us, In the outer space there is island, and we have experience of different islands in the oceans, and Priyavrat has drove a chariot and then it was divided, and then Prabhupada quotes the Gayatri Mantra saying that yes, there are different planetary systems explained in the Vedic literatures, and those who are spiritually advanced people, they chant this Gayatri Mantra just after rising early in the morning, and they worship the sun god. Of course, one may misunderstand that, because here Prabhupada just mentions that one worships the sun god, but devotees of the Lord, they never worship sun god. They worship Supreme Lord Narayan. So in another places, Srila Prabhupada, when he mentions about Gayatri Mantra, he says that in the Supreme Lord Narayan, who is residing within the sun god, that is been worshipped when we chant Gayatri Mantra in the morning time, in the noon time, and in the evening time when the sun is setting. So Gayatri Mantra is chanted to remember the Supreme Lord Narayan or Lord Krishna, who is residing within the sun planet. In another words, he is called as Surya Narayan. He has been worshipped. In spiritual life, miracles are very often seen. In our day-to-day life also, we can see miracles. They may not be very big like Priyavrat is doing here, but surely in our life we can see miracles happening. And how Supreme Lord Krishna is dealing with our life, we can experience. Many times we hear Krishna acting in a different roles for us. Krishna sometimes acts as a father for us. Krishna sometimes acts as a mother for us. Krishna sometimes acts as a does. Any role which is required, Krishna assumes for our purification. He does that. And through these different roles, Krishna is trying to help us to become better devotees. This is a miracle. Every day we can see the miracle happening in our life like this. When we are sincerely practicing the process of devotional service, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can see how our life is transforming, how our life is changing. There is one very beautiful pastime which happened some few hundred years ago. I will narrate that pastime, which helps us to appreciate the principle which causes miracle to happen in our life. It's a very beautiful story. It's not a story, it's real thing which has happened in the life of a person. Nearly around 500 years ago, in Bengal, there were many kings who were ruling different parts. And one such part, there was a king whose name was Chandra Rai. Although he was a king, but he was not a nice king. He was actually king of the dacoits. And this king, being a dacoit, he was very, very sinful. Very sinful person. It is mentioned that even Jagai and Madai were like very tiny in terms of performing the sinful activities as compared to Chandra Rai. He was so sinful, very sinful. And he was the king of the dacoits. He had hundreds and thousands of dacoit soldiers with him. And they were practically creating havoc everywhere. They were destroying villages, houses, families, brahmanas, no discrimination, male, female. Everyone was destroyed by him. So everyone was very fearful of this person, very sinful person. So somehow, you know, whatever we do, we have to reap it. We cannot just, you know, sow it and forget it. When we sow it, it grows. So he has sown, he has done so many sinful activities. As a result of that, one day it so happened, a Brahma Rakshas, a Brahmana ghost, entered into his body and started troubling him like anything. He was torturing him practically every day and night. And within few days, Chandraraya, a very healthy looking and smart looking person, he was practically on the bed, crying and practically on the verge of death. That was the situation of Chandraraya within few days when this Brahma Rakshasa ghost entered into his body and was troubling, torturing him from within. And seeing the situation of his son, his father became very concerned. He called for many tantrics to do some mantra chanting, and so that this ghost will run away from his body and he will become all right. He tried so hard, so many mantrics and tantrics came, but nobody was able to save this Chandraraya from his precarious situation. In fact, the ghost, he used to say aloudly that, "Come, whoever wants to come, come, but I am not going to leave this person." So everyone was very fearful hearing such sound words. And his father was very much concerned. People were suggesting different things. You do this puja, you do that puja, you kill this animal, that animal as a sacrifice. But nothing was working. And Chandraraya was practically very, very miserable, about to die situation. And somehow, somebody suggested him that if a great devotee of the Lord comes and showers his mercy upon your son, then he will be relieved. He will be saved. Then he inquired, and where to do I find such a person? A great person, saintly person, a pure devotee of the Lord. Then the people around him, they suggested him that there is a very great devotee of the Lord we have heard of. His name is Narottam Das. Please kindly go to him and ask him that please be merciful. So he wrote a letter and gave it to one of the Brahmanas in his village and told him that go to Kheturi Gram where Narottam Das is staying. Go to him and give him. So Brahmana, although he took the letter and he went, but he knew who is Chandraraya and his father are. So he was not very enthusiastic to deliver the letter. So he didn't deliver only the letter. He just took it and disappeared. So letter didn't went. So he was waiting, what to do. Then at last, seeing the situation of his son, he personally went. And requested Narottam Das Thakur. And that time Narottam Das Thakur and Ramachandra Kaviraj, both of them were there. So they asked from their associates that who is this Chandraraya? We don't know. What is this? Who is this personality? Then devotees were telling, you don't know. He's such a sinful person. He is the king of the dacoits. Practically no sin he has, you know, left which he has not performed. Is very, very sinful person and king of dacoits. So Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj were consulting with each other, discussing what to do. He's a dacoit. Should we go or not? But then Ramchandra Kaviraj, he explained that, see, we are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavan. He has given us the process by which even the most, you know, impious or most sinful person also can be delivered. So on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is our responsibility to go and deliver this sinful person. Then after consulting with Ishdar, they came with a decision of going to the place where Chandraraya was staying. And Narottam Das Thakur, he went. And as soon as he went, the Brahma Rakshas within Chandra Rai, he started speaking very loudly. He said that I am so fat that today I am having the darshan of a great devotee of the Lord. Alas, what a sinful person I was in my previous life. Although born in a Brahmana family, I performed so many sinful activities because of which now I am in this ghostly body. I have become ghost. And moreover, more than that, such is my misfortune that I possessed a very sinful person like Chandra Rai. How will I be delivered? But now, today I am very fortunate because I am seeing a very exalted devotee of the Lord, by whose mercy and darshan I will be delivered from my sinful activities. So the host was very happy seeing Narottam Das. And then Narottam Das came near Chandra Rai and he placed his lotus feet on his head, requesting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chanting the holy names of the Lord. As soon as his feet, lotus feet, were touched to the body of Chandra Rai, the ghost immediately came out of the body and he was delivered from his sinful life and he went back to his next destination. And Chandra Rai became perfectly alright. And his father was so grateful to Narottam Das Thakur. But Narottam Das Thakur, he was not attracted to any material things as a gift or as anything. He just did his service and he said, okay, I'm going back. So he left back. But Chandra Rai, understanding that this person has saved my life, he wanted to completely surrender at his lotus feet. He went. He left his kingdom and he went and fall at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur, beg, be merciful and accept me as your disciple because you have given me the new life. My life has been changed by your mercy. So please kindly accept me. And Narottam Das was very pleased seeing his sincere desire. He said, okay, I will accept you as my disciple. And he stayed with Narottam Das Thakur and practicing the chanting of the holy names. And Narottam Das Thakur instructed him not to commit any sinful activities henceforward. And giving off all the wealth amassed by illegal and sinful way to the qualified Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas, so that he will be purified of all the sinful activities, and suggested him to chant day and night the holy names of the Lord. And he was doing that. And this news spread everywhere. Everyone was struck. What a transformation. How Chandra Rai has been transformed. He was such a decoyed, sinful person. Just by seeing him, people were fleeing practically, running to save themselves. He was such a sinful person. But now he is totally transformed. Such a humble devotee of the Lord. He never raises voice, what to speak of hands or any weapons. He was totally transformed. And this news spread everywhere. And generally we know, for anyone who is a powerful person, there are enemies for him. So there was one landlord. Previously he was in charge or control of that tract of the land where Chandra Rai was living. And he used to collect taxes. And he used to earn lakhs and lakhs of rupees. But because Chandra Rai was there, he was powerless. Because he was a dacoit. How can he fight with a dacoit who has thousands of soldiers with him? So, he was not able to perform his duties properly. What properly? He was not able to perform his duties only. And he was suffering economically because of that. Because he was not earning any money. So when he heard that he has become a very saintly person, he thought, yes, this is the time to take revenge. Then he had some men with him. He sent his men to catch Chandra Rai. And Chandra Rai was caught by these men and he was brought to the house of this landowner. And Chandra Rai was kept below the earth in a prison cell. Only single room. There was no light and practically no whatever air was there within that room, that's it. That was the air. And there is no eating, there is no drinking water, nothing, no facility. And he was put in that jail. And days went. There was no response from Chandra Rai. And this landowner, he was thinking, what is this? Because I'm expecting that he will bribe me. He will say, okay, leave me. Or, you know, I will give you whatever you want. Please save me or deliver me. He was expecting such dialogues or discussions from Chandra Rai. But Chandra Rai was not doing anything. In fact, he was simply sitting in the prison cell, remembering the lotus feet of his Guru Maharaj, Narottam Das Thakur, and he was constantly chanting the holy names. And he was least affected by whole situation. He was totally transcendental. And seeing the peaceful situation of Chandra Rai, this landowner was becoming unrest. He was not comfortable. He was thinking, what is this? I'm torturing him like anything. I'm not giving him food. I'm not giving him water. He's been put in such a place which is practically like a hell. There is no air also, no light. Still, why he's not coming for a discussion? Why he's not asking for a relief? So he was very frustrated. Meanwhile, the father of Chandra Rai, he was very disturbed that what happened to my son, where he's been taken, what must be happening with him. So he was very concerned. So he went to one mantrik and requested him that, please, my son has been captured by this person, please deliver him. So he said, I will deliver him. And with his powerful chanting of the Kali mantra, he appeared in the prison cell below the ground. And Chandra Rai was amazed. Of course, he could not see who is that person, but he could understand that there is one more person who has come. So he said, who are you? He said, I have been sent by your father. I have come to deliver you from this situation. But for this, you have to chant mantra of Goddess Kali, which I will recite you in your ears. If you chant this mantra, you will be able to come out of this jail. And when this proposal was given to Chandra Rai said, no, I don't want to hear any other mantra. Because my spiritual master has already given me one mantra. And by chanting this mantra, I am already delivered. I don't need anything else. So he refused. Then what to do? That mantrik also then went back. He could not do anything. And then seeing the situation that Chandra Rai is not surrendering or not submitting, he became very upset and angry. And he said, okay, take him out of the prison cell. We'll kill him. So he was being taken out. And there was a very huge mad elephant. And the mad elephant was instructed to trample him. Chandra Rai's hands and legs were tied. And he was thrown on the road. And the mad elephant, he was running towards Chandra Rai to trample him, to kill him. And still Chandra Rai was not affected. He was just simply remembering the lotus feet of his Guru Maharaj and he was chanting the holy names. That was the only two activities he was doing. And he was totally oblivious to what's happening. He was just remembering the lotus feet of his Guru and chanting the holy names. And when the elephant came very close to Chandra Rai, something miraculous happened. What happened? Chandra Rai could feel that his hands, which were tied, they are released. His both the hands were released somehow by the mercy. And when he saw his hands were released, when the elephant came very close and he was, his trunk was very close to the head of Chandra Rai, Because his hands were empty, means they were released, he hold the trunk of the elephant. And as soon as he hold the trunk of the elephant, something amazing happened. The entire trunk came out from the mouth. It was detached from the mouth. And the blood poured out of the mouth of the elephant. And on the very spot, the elephant collapsed and fell down and died. And Chandra Rai was amazed to see what is happening. He was not doing anything, but something which was unimaginable was happening. And opposite effect happened on the landowner. He saw this miracle and fear entered into his heart. He felt, my God, what is this Chandra Rai? He must be some powerful personality. With his own single hands, he just took off the trunk of the elephant. So he was very fearful. Somehow he went to him and he said, "No, it's all right. Whatever I have done, please forget it. Don't mind. I am releasing you from this situation." And he was released without any. He need not give any money or anything like that. Of course, he didn't have any money because he already gave it off. But this is how Chandra Rai was saved from that situation. And Chandra Rai knew that this is just because of the mercy of my spiritual master that this has happened. I am being saved from this precarious situation. He ran back to Kheturi at the lotus feet of his spiritual master and surrendered. And seeing Chandra Rai safely, Das Thakur was very, very happy in his heart, because he was praying to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, "Mahaprabhu, please save this Chandra Rai who has surrendered himself to your lotus feet." And this is how Chandra Rai was saved from that precarious situation. So the principle which we learn from this beautiful story, this is one story I said, there are maybe hundreds and thousands of stories like this, miracles happening in the lives of devotees. But the principle which comes out very prominently from this story is the faith in the instructions of Shri Guru. How he had tremendous faith and submission to the instructions given by his spiritual master, because of which he was delivered from such a situation. All the mercy of the Lord is available in the instructions of the spiritual master. And when we follow those instructions very faithfully and sincerely, with the attitude to please Shri Guru and Krishna, miracles happen in our life. Every day we can see miracles. Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a beautiful poem when he just reached for the first time in the Boston via Jaladuta. And he was remembering this very same principle when he was there. He was saying that, "Although my name is Bhakti Vedanta, but I do not know what is Bhakti and I do not know what is Vedanta. But I simply have faith in the holy name. My spiritual master has given me this holy name. I simply have faith in holy name." And he was requesting, "My dear Lord, please make me dance as you want. I just want to dance as per your tunes. I have come here all the way and crossing the oceans, but I don't know what is next, where to turn, to right or left, what to do. I don't know anything. This is a foreign land for me. But Krishna, please make me dance." So, Srila Prabhupada, he did such a miraculous thing just because he had faith in the instructions of the spiritual master. He had faith in the holy names of the Lord. And he began also this entire Krishna consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, by chanting the holy names. He was sitting in the Tompkins Square Park and he was chanting the holy names. That's it. That was the first preaching venture he began. And people, because it was coming out from the sincere heart, a prayerful heart of Srila Prabhupada,
The holy name was exhibiting its power. The holy name contains all power and all mercy of Lord Krishna. It was exhibited. And it was whoever was coming in touch with that sound vibration of the holy name, his heart was transforming. He was becoming devotee. So the more sincerely and faithfully we'll try to follow the instructions of Sri Guru in our life, we can see miracles happen. Practically every one of us is an example of a miracle of the instructions which we are following. And the more faithfully and sincerely we follow these instructions, we can see transformations after transformations happening in our life. We'll become Vaishnava, a simple, humble, obedient, tolerant Vaishnava who has wonderful qualities and who has wonderful devotion for the Lord. So this principle is also being practiced by Priyavrat Maharaj. He is exhibiting this principle in these verses. In the previous verse we read the last line. He could perform full activities because of the power he had achieved by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we have faith and sincerity in the instructions and following the instructions of Sri Guru and Krishna which are coming in our life, we can see such miracles happening. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Yadai Gaur Premanande.